All right, we've got a question here. My girlfriend left me and now I'm heartbroken. This was a question I got, a question I get a lot over the years. And if you're heartbroken because your girl left you, that's a red flag right there. And my goal with this video is, put your earphones in, by the way, because we'll get some French, Aussie, Bogan language going in quickly. Got your earphones in, good. If you're fucking heartbroken, that's a reason, one of the reasons why she bailed out. All right, women are like cats. They don't care about your feelings, and that's okay. This is where a lot of guys get really spiteful and crazy and like whatever. Girls, women don't care about your feelings. They don't. Cats don't care about your feelings. I like cats and I like women, okay? If you know, you know. With the cat and the women, the feminine and the feline. Feline, feminine. You know what I mean? Starts with E, starts with F, ends with E. Okay, feline, feminine. This is a huge thing guys got to understand. If you get heartbroken, girls lose interest in you. And other girls lose interest in you. Because that means in a woman's brain, now people, I don't make these rules. These are not my rules. Like, this jacket is black, all right? I didn't create the jacket, I'm just wearing it. I didn't create these rules, I'm just saying it, okay? This is the facts. And you can disagree with me, but you're still going to be wrong. These are social rules. If you're heartbroken, if women see you're heartbroken, they're going to be like, oh, isn't that nice? Lovely. Fucking hell. But imagine, here's proof of this, all right? Create a dating account on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, whatever, of a, you know, really aesthetic, good-looking guy. And then the bio, make it look realistic. In the bio, go, absolutely heartbroken. The love of my life left me. I don't know what to do. I'm pining for her every day. And see how many matches you get, all right? And then do the same bro, same bio, you know, with something a bit more alpha-like, you know, 6 foot. That's it. That's all you write, 6 foot. And like, the girl's like, oh, my God, a man of mystery. Tell me more. You know what I mean? Like, and this is why guys end up, you know, hating women, because they don't understand how women work, or people don't like cats, because either cat just comes to me for a pat, and it comes to me for a food and a warm lap, and then snuggle, and then it's off, and I walk up to the cat in the garden, and it just runs away from me, teaching like my predator. Yeah, that's how cats work, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? How cats, same with women as well. Haven't you ever seen it? Or maybe you're an experienced guy, been in a few relationships, and you see it on social media. You see people like pasting photos together. Oh my God, baby, you're my rock, blah, 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 blah. So great to spend life with you. You're amazing. And then you go in their account like a month later. They're fucking split. They're divorced. There's bullshit in the Daily Mail. There's like, they're unfollowed. It's like, you know what I mean? And that's how it works, man. Okay. So if you're heartbroken, man, you are being beta. Okay. And every guy's been there, right? Every guy's been that beta where the girl's like, you know what? I'm getting horny for Chad. All right, I need some Chad cock. You ain't it, okay? Maybe when you're 13 or 14 or 30 or 50. Sometime in your life, you're going to work out what women like, what they respect, what they desire, what they need, okay? And you're like, oh, same with cats, all right? I'm really good with cats now. I never used to be. I just didn't really understand cats like I do now. And I'll be over someone's house and like, wow, my cat's not normally that tame. Like, wow, you're like a bit of a cat whisperer, okay? You know, if you know, you know. So it's just, oh man. There's millions of women out there, man. Billions of women out there, okay? And be the man who women want to be around. And you'll never, ever have any heartbrokenness, because you'll be like, okay, all right, you went out. Okay, I wish you the best. We can still be friends. All good, you know. I can talk to all my ex-girlfriends. All right, if they message me, I can talk to them. Would they want to talk to me? Probably not. But I'm open. I'm like, I'll talk to them. You know, I'll talk to them 100%. If they ask me a question or whatever, just how you going? I'll be civil and talk. And yeah, I will. And That's where you want to be. You want to be emotionally free like that. But if you're a guy and you're like, oh my God, she's left me, blah, 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 then you're going to bring scars and PTSD into your next relationship with a woman. And she'll sniff that and quickly be like, I'm out, right? This is crazy. Like, if a woman feels like you're going to be heartbroken if she leaves, she is getting turned off, right? If she knows she walks out the door and you're fucking the other chicks that night, she gets horny for that, right? And women will, somewhere, no, that's not true at all. Yes, it is. And a woman will be like, yeah, that's true. All right. Women want men who other women want to fuck. All right. Women want men who other women want. Women don't want men that other women don't want. All right. So as soon as you, if you have noticed that, you get your first girlfriend, all of a sudden these other chicks will like come out the woodwork, like, oh my God, like, because having the girl is social proof that you're a man of value. It could be your mood, it could be your dong, it could be your bank account, it could be your status, it could be all those things. Okay? It could be your ability to meet a female's needs. But it gives you that social proof. That is very, 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 very powerful. Okay? If you're a really good-looking guy and you're in the gym and you're like, I've met some fucking studs out there. Studs, all right? And they just got their shit with women, all right? They just can't pull chicks. It's crazy. And, you know, that's happened a lot in my life. Like, full fucking Chad bros, aesthetically. But their game isn't their strongest point, okay? And then I've met guys whose aesthetic point wasn't that strong, but fuck, man, they're pulling hot chicks, okay? And multiples. So it's, the head is very, very important. Your mood as a man is critical. Yes, your physical appearance is very, very important. But if you have a physical appearance, it's almost as important to have even a matching charisma and personality. Because if you don't, we'll be like, oh, damn, I was, you know, a bit like a push-up bra, and then you unhook it, and you're like, oh, okay. Same with the woman and your personality. She's like, oh, wow, you're this strong, courageous man. I'll do give you a shit test and you crumble. Fuck. You know what I mean? Fuck. So it's, yeah, that's how it is. So you want to be developing your inner game massively. Otherwise, you are going to fail. And the biggest way to do that is never, ever take something personal in life, which is like no one can do. Some impossible goal, impossible standard, but do your best at that, avoiding taking things personally. Because a woman has her moods up and down. She's hot, she's cold, boom, boom, boom. You know, she flakes, she's this, she's that. Women have that, and that's normal and natural. Okay, hot and cold. That's why a lot of guys go, fuck it, I'm just going to spin plates, have multiple rotations of women, and then I just get them on their best day. If I want to catch up today, okay, no worries, because I've got Cindy coming over, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of guys who can do that, and then they just get the best out of every single woman. And women are happy to be in those rotations, because this man is a man of experience, and he can make them feel good, because he understands women. Women would rather share that Chad, who has other women, than be with Mr. Nice Guy, who's boring, you know, can't fuck, can't make her feel emotion or physical tingles or whatever. All right, but he's nice. She'll maybe go shopping with him and hang with him to be avoid being lonely while she's waiting for Chad to say, hey, over now, come. You know, that will happen, but there won't be any sex going.